Today we're building a classic rave pressure, old school swing DNB stack in Ableton Live 12, beginner friendly, stock devices only, but still with that dusty jungle energy and a proper push-pull feel. The goal is simple, make the break, sub, and reese or roll bass all work together like one tight section. Not just a loop that repeats, but a little DNB moment that feels like the start of a real drop or intro. We want it punchy, rough around the edges, and clean enough to hit hard on a system. Start by setting your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a really comfortable zone for this style. Heap the project in 4/4 and create 3 groups so your session stays organized. Drums, bass, and effects. If you have a reference track, drop it on a separate audio track now. Keep it quiet. We're not trying to copy the exact sounds. We're listening for the feel, how heavy the low end is, how the drums swing, and how busy the arrangement gets. That's the real lesson here. Also, keep some headroom on the master. As you build, try to keep the loudest moments around -6 dB. That gives you space to mix without everything clipping and falling apart. Now let's build the backbone. In old school DNB, the kick and snare are the anchor. Put the kick on beat 1 and the snare on beat 3. That alone already gives you the classic halftime DNB shape. Then add a few ghost hits or chopped break snippets around those main hits. If you're using a drum rack, load in a kick, a snare, and maybe a break slice or two. If you're working with audio, chop a break and place the slices in arrangement view or session view. Don't overcomplicate it yet. You want the groove to feel solid first. On the drum bus, a simple stock chain works great. Start with EQ8 and gently high pass any useless sub rumble around 25 to 30 Hz if needed. Then use drum bus with a little drive, maybe around 5 to 15%. Keep the crunch low at first. After that, add glue compressor very lightly, just enough to glue the kit together. Aim for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We want punch, not crushed loop. Here's the mindset to remember. The kick and snare are the spine, and the break fragments are the motion around it. DNB doesn't need constant chaos. It needs strong anchor hits with a bit of movement and grit around them. Now for the swing. This is where the old school feel starts coming alive. Open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12 and apply a swing groove to the break or percussion layer. Keep it subtle. Start around 55 to 62% swing and keep random very low, basically off or just barely there. The trick is not to make everything late. The main kick and snare should stay locked in. That's important. Let the smaller details breathe instead. You can nudge a ghost snare slightly before the main snare, or move ahead a tiny bit late. Those little timing differences do a lot of work. Sometimes one tiny late hat is enough to make the whole loop feel alive, and that's a big beginner lesson. Old school swing does not mean sloppy timing. It means controlled imbalance. The groove leans, but it doesn't fall over. Next, we build the sub bass. This is the part that has to be disciplined. Create a bass MIDI track and load operator or wavedable. If you want the easiest, cleanest starting point, use operator. Set it up like a simple sine style sub. No stereo widening. No fancy movement. Just a solid monotone. Make the notes short and clean. Keep the low end stable and focused. When you write the bass line, think about leaving room for the snare on beat 3. That's a classic DNB move. Don't crowd the snare. Let the bass answer the drums instead of sitting directly on top of them. A good pattern might be a short note after the kick, a gap around the snare, then maybe a longer note that carries into the next bar. You can even add an occasional octave drop for a bit of tension. Keep the sub mono. If you need to, use utility and set the width to 0%. On EQ8, cut away anything above roughly 120 to 150 Hz if the patch has too much brightness. And keep the level sensible. The sub should feel like floor weight, not a loud synth lead. You want to feel it more than hear it. Now we add the mid bass, the reese or pressure layer. This is where the attitude comes from. Use wavedable, analog, or even a resampled audio layer if you want more grime. The point of this layer is not to carry the low end. The point is to bring character, motion, and tension. A simple wavedable starting point works well. Saw on oscillator 1, saw or square on oscillator 2, a little detune, and a low pass filter with just a touch of resonance. Then add a little saturator or overdrive for grit. A good beginner move is to keep the bass mostly clean below 200 Hz. Use EQ8 to high pass it around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the sound. If there's harshness in the upper mids, maybe dip a little around 2 to 5 kHz. Don't overwiden it either. Let the sub stay centered and let the mid bass only spread if it truly stays out of the way. This is where that rave pressure feeling really lives. The mid-bass can hit on offbeats, hold a note into the next bar, or answer the drums with a short phrase. You can think in little call and response shapes. One bar says something, the next bar answers, and then you leave space. That space is pressure. That's the tension. Now that you've got drums and bass, stack them carefully. Group the drums separately from the bass so you can judge them independently and together. Listen at low volume, because that's one of the best ways to tell if a balance is actually working. Use utility on the bass group if you need to keep the low end mono. If the mid bass gets cloudy, reduce the width or tame it with EQ. If the break is taking up too much low end, high pass it more than you think you need. In DNB, the kick, snare, and sub usually deserve the best of the low end real estate. Here's a really useful beginner rule. If the bass feels huge but the kick disappears, lower the bass first by a dB or two. If the snare feels weak, check whether the bass is hanging too long into beat 3. And if the whole mix feels muddy, look in the 150 to 400 HC range. That's often where the clutter lives. Good DNB mixing is mostly subtraction. Bass makes the groove hit harder than just piling more sounds on top. Now shape the drum bus a little more. A nice stock chain is EQ8, drum bus, and glue compressor. Start gentle. Drum bus drive around 5 to 12% is plenty. If the drums feel too soft, push the transient a bit. Keep boom low or off unless you specifically want that effect. And with glue compressor, go for slowish attack, medium release, and just a light amount of compression. Be careful not to flatten the break. If your ghost notes disappear, that's a sign you've gone too far. The charm of this sound is in the snap and the rough texture. If you overpolish it, the groove can start sounding sterile instead of ravey. At this point, it's time to arrange like a real track, not just an 8-bar loop. Switch to arrangement view and map out a simple 16-bar section. Bars 1 to 4, drums and atmosphere only. Bars 5 to 8, sub bass enters. Bars 9 to 12, mid bass joins, and the break gets a little busier. Bars 13 to 16, pull one layer away, then a fill or riser to transition out. That's a really solid intro or first drop shape. It gives the listener a sense of movement and progression. You can also add one or two simple automation moves. For example, open the filter on the mid bass over four bars, or automate a reverb send on a snare hit before a switch. You could even automate utility width on the bass so the section starts a little wider and then drops back to mono for impact. Keep your FX tasteful. A short, filtered delay on a snare fill, a tiny reversed cymbal, or a brief reverb tail before the drop is often enough. In this style, too much wash can blur the groove fast. Now do a mono check. Temporarily switch the master to mono using utility, or do it on key groups. Listen for a few things. Does the sub still feel stable? Does the kick lose impact? Does the mid bass become thin or facey? If the bass disappears in mono, that usually means the stereo information is doing too much of the work. Keep the sub mono and let the upper texture be the only part with width, if any. That's the safe move. Then balance everything again. The drums should punch clearly. The sub should feel strong, but not louder than the kick and snare relationship. And the mid bass should feel like movement and attitude, not like a separate lead instrument sitting on top of the track. A couple of common mistakes to watch for. Don't make the sub too wide. Don't let the bass overlap the snare too much. Don't overswing the break. Don't overcompress the drum bus, and don't distort the whole bass chain too hard. It usually works better to split the sub and mid bass into separate tracks, keep the sub clean, and let the mid layer carry the dirt. If you want a darker, heavier result, think in layers of energy. The break carries motion, the sub carries weight, the res carries tension. If all three are doing too much at once, the groove loses shape. Give each layer a job. Here's a quick pro move. Alternate between two bass answers. Make one phrase short and punchy, and another one a little longer or more sliding. Swap them every two or four bars. That tiny variation makes the loop feel composed instead of repetitive. You can also do a half-bar fill before the phrase resets. Replace the last two beats of a four-bar section with a drum jab, a snare drag, or a small res stab. Small changes like that make a huge difference in energy. And here's a really good practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes and build one 8-bar DNB loop at 172 BPM. Put down the kick and snare. Add a chopped break with a light swing groove. Write a mono sub line with only 3 to 5 notes. Add a mid-bass layer that only comes in for bars 5 to 8. Then automate one thing, like a filter opening or a bass volume dip. Finally, check the mix in mono and adjust until the kick and snare still feel clear. The goal is not perfection. The goal is to build a loop that feels like a real old-school leaning DNB drop sketch. Something with movement, pressure, and clean low-end separation. So the big recap is this. Keep the sub mono and clean. Let the break carry the swing and human feel. Use the mid-bass for grit and tension. Arrange in four-bar phrases and mix for space, punch, and separation. In DNB, what you leave out is often just as powerful as what you put in. Now take these ideas, build your stack, and let it breathe. That's the vibe.